Curry is offering to make up for a 2% pay cut supervisors took 6 years ago by giving them a 4% pay raise starting next year. That raise would decrease to 3% the year after and 2.5% in 2019. The city would also hand out a 2% one-time lump sum to more than 400 city employees. But Supervisors Association President Jason Geiger says the deal is basically revenue neutral for the employees he represents because they'd be required to kick in more toward their pension at the same time.
2% would go towards the pension. That's correct. But we have not yet recouped our 2% on the salary. The one lump sum does nothing to the base salary for the employee. So therefore, we would be back to the same wages we were back in 2010, which is essentially at that point would be 8 years with a 0% increase.
Geiger says he's also concerned with the mayor's proposal to push new employees into private 401k-style retirement plans. He says that could harm recruitment efforts. Nonetheless, he's impressed with Curry's direct, hands-on approach.
But the mayor is more engaged with these negotiations than previous administrations that we have dealt with in the past, including Mayor Brown. And also, I was just coming in as a president under Mayor Payton. But, you know, by far, Mayor Curry has been absolutely more involved with these negotiations.
Opening negotiations with six other unions representing Jacksonville's public employees will continue this week. If any of them can't come to an agreement, the sales tax cannot be extended. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.